bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Taint, Laundromat, Willie Z Update, and Donnie Baker. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Time now for the guy who would rather cook than have sex.
Let's see. A little pinch of salt here.
Oh, Wolfgang, come here and pinch me a little.
Yeah, just a minute, sweetie. I'm whipping up a delicious snack for us.
Come on, baby, let me be your snack.
Okay, I need 2 cups of sugar.
Come on, sugar. Check out these D cups.
Oh, thank you. You reminded me I needed to add a little milk.
Would you hurry up and cook that stuff so we can do some cooking in the bedroom?
Cook? You don't cook this. You chill it slowly and serve it with jelly on the side.
You're going to need petroleum jelly, and you're going to have to serve yourself. I'm out of here.
Petroleum jelly? Disgusting. I'm imagining a delicate mint jelly to offset the exciting explosion of flavors.
This has been the guy who would rather cook than have sex.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There she is. It's the lady of the house on the big screen over there.
Hi, everybody.
It's Christy Lee, and she's looking great, and she has her own little room. We call it the Navy Federal Credit Union Newsroom. Yesterday, Christy asked if she could come every day dressed as a sailor. We're working on that.
I didn't say if I wanted to dress every day. I said I'd like to have some...
By the way, that's become very popular among our listeners.
What, me in a Navy uniform?
Yes, for you to dress up like you're in a Navy uniform.
All right.
Or something about your navel. I'm not sure what the...
Right, right.
Navel got sunburned over the when I was in Florida.
Do tell.
Well, that right.
No, I looked... that's not something you think about. I looked down.
Do you remember the story? Which famous person was it that...
dated a guy from Michigan?
No. Great actor.
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin.
Oh, the taint thing.
He got his taint sunburned
Bottoms on. For gosh sakes, I'm not a freak.
Oh, so you weren't doing the taint tanning thing?
No, it was my belly button. They're very far apart.
Yeah, what are you thinking? Just because her stomach got sunburned
by 12 inches. Yeah, I would say certainly.
Oh, my God.
Ah, jeez.
I'm sure there's someone
who shut up.
Well, I probably can't say that.
He's got a one-track mind, don't
taint.
You?
Well, I'm glad you had a good time down there. Marriage is a big step.
Oh, Pat, sure not is. What I was doing. My God, every time I go away, you guys think I'm either having a baby or getting married.
No.
I just want to get the hell out of here.
One time we said you were having your feet scraped. What's the other
I don't have to
time?
Go away to get that done.
You okay. Well, Josh Brolin, he'd read it, some quack was saying that, humans aren't getting enough sun in their taint, so he did that.
Oh, you were studying to become a nun that one time.
He had a lot of problems with that. Could you answer that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh,
how are you, Donnie?
Hey, Christy, why don't you go ahead and do it, Tom said, and dress up like a sailor.
Okay.
And then I'll give you Rear Admiral and drop anchor and put another baby in you.
No, you won't.
Swear to God.
Can you do that with the Rear Admiral?
No.
I'll figure it out.
As I understand it.
Maybe there's a perforation somewhere.
No, that's
true. Well, I'll get to them plans later, but right now I'm exhausted.
Why?
Because my dryer went out Sunday night, Christy, so I had to hit laundry mat so I'd get all my clothes washed for the week.
Oh, I hate that, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, laundry mat's like being in a third world country. You never know, Tom. I bet you never go to laundry mat.
I was going to say.
No, I do. I take my dog beds to the laundry mat.
Yeah.
Well, the floors are all dirty, and every laundry mat you go to, there's soccer on every television.
Yep.
And kids that ain't even yours are begging for change for the gumball machine.
Yep.
So I had to get all my laundry done for a week because I got exactly 3 pairs of underwear, one for each day of the week, and that way I only have to do my wash once a week.
Wait a minute. Hang
There's
on.
There's 7 days in a week,
Thank
dude.
You, Christy.
I know how many days are in a week, Tom. See, I got my Monday pair of drawers.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Then I flip them inside out for Tuesday.
Oh, of course.
Then, of course, I got my Wednesday pair.
Yep.
I flip them regular.
Check.
So Thursday's covered.
Yep.
Then I got my Friday, Saturday pair, and they're 100% pure imported silk.
Oh.
Those are my most best days for boning. Swear to God.
So wait a second. That leaves Sunday, I think.
Well, on Sunday's time, I go to Commando.
Oh. While you're at the laundromat.
Well, it's a trick I learned from Ace Cosby.
Oh, that's right. Ace doesn't wear underwear on the weekend. I forgot.
That's true.
Yeah, I figured that's the way good Lord sent me in this world, so it's good enough for me, too. Plus, that way, it lets the hog breathe a little. Air out the whole system, you know? The fact remains, my dryer's busted, so I called the repair guy, hearing how much it'd be for him to fix it. I figured I'm just fixing myself. I worked on it all day yesterday. I think even found a problem.
Oh,
there's about 30 years worth of cat hair clogging up the idler pulley.
Oh, man.
I don't even own a cat.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah, that is
weird. So put that on Mythbusters. But once I got into it, I swear to God, it turns out it's just a dead, dried-out possum.
Oh, no.
It's got to stink.
Wow.
But I figured it must crawl in the back for warmth and never made it out, you know? So I cleaned out the carcass, but now the problem is I put the dryer back together and somehow I got around 18 parts left over.
That's bad.
I swear, well, usually when I work on my car and pop the hood, there's only 9 or 10 leftover parts at the most. Hold on, I'm going to plug the dryer back in real quick, see if it works.
Okay. All right.
That's weird. I've never seen this before.
Oh.
Hey, what's it mean when your dryer starts filling up with water?
Oh, no. That's bad. You don't want to touch that.
I'm feeling I may have some lines or a hose crossed.
Yeah, I would think
there shouldn't be a hose going into your, into
well,
your dryer.
Well, I might plug it back in. Maybe that'll help it drain.
Okay. Donnie?
Oh, no.
Yikes.
Donnie.
Oh, boy.
We'll tell Wolfie you loved him. Okay. Boy, I kind of enjoy the laundromat.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't mind it whenever I would have to do it.
I just like getting it all done at once.
Exactly.
That was kind of nice.
That was
yeah.
nice.
Now, what's your policy?
What?
When you're in the laundromat and it's crowded enough that all the washers and dryers are taken, and then one runs out.
Which one? The dryer or the
washer? There's a washer machine, say, runs out. Do you take the clothes in there, put them on the table, and put your stuff in?
No.
Or you wait?
I wait.
Not me.
Yeah, when I had shared laundry at an apartment, my policy was if you ever take anything out, you only take things out of the dryer. You never take stuff out of the washer.
Really?
Because someone took my stuff out when it was like sopping wet one time, and then you go down there and it's moldy and everything goes wrong.
That's
and if you take it out of the dryer, do them a favor, even a little half fold goes a
there
long way.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Nope, nope. You leave your stuff there. It is for me to decide what happens.
Now, Josh,
you
what's your
pay
policy?
Attention to your
how many panties do you think it's fair for you to take?
Well, it varies. If they're larger, you need fewer.
Sure,
right.
Uh-huh.
So, but if they're skimpy, then you
like to use them as napkins.
Well, I think they fit nicely in the corners of my mouth when I dab.
What would it take for? Let's
Do
just
you
say.
Realize what you've accused him of now.
Yes. Let's just say your mom and her boyfriend Rich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are they married?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, they are married, yeah.
Okay, no, I'm just, well, that's fine.
No, well, of course.
Well, that's fine. Josh's mom doesn't go to a laundromat. She's rich.
No, she's married to a man named Rick.
He's never going to give up on his deathbed.
I don't say that during your DeLand joke, so you don't
who
say
it's
that
a joke?
During my...
The point is, what would it take for, with a straight face...
Yes.
So, let's see, we provided a really nice dinner at your house.
Right.
We'd have some chef come over and cook the thing. But
what?
The codicil would be, instead of napkins, there were nothing but women's panties.
Okay, so my mom and Rich are over for dinner.
They sit down.
Right.
And then after Grace, they grab their napkins, and they're just huge panties.
Huge, like big granny panties?
Yes,
big granny panties.
Yeah. Would you do it?
Yes.
Secret camera.
That's funny. Yeah. I would do it.
You'd do that, huh?
Look, my...
Maybe then pick yours up and tuck it in like you're at a spaghetti.
Right.
And then put it on Natural Sex on the DVD.
Oh, that's right. That was in the name of one of the movies I had to return.
Remember this, Mama?
Does Rich know that story?
Probably, yeah. He knows. He thankfully, he likes my brothers and I, and he understands the nonsense.
Okay, well,
I bet they buy all their porn. They don't rent.
Why is that?
Well, because they're rich.
The man's name is Rich.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hey, in sports, this happened yesterday. Drew Brees and Tom Brady entered the NFL just 1 year apart. They were rivals in college. Of course, Brady at Michigan, Drew at Purdue. And Brady put this up on Twitter. Congrats, my friend. Incredible career. Thank you for the inspiration and dedication on and off the field. Look forward to see what's next. That's Brady on Twitter.
That's cool.
Drew Brees. Yeah. Of course, Drew retiring via his children on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I've got the announcement that they made. These are his kids.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad is finally going to retire.
So we can spend more time with us. Yay!
Scripted, disingenuous.
Oh, that's cool.
No. So Tom's kids were scripted and
now,
disingenuous.
I tried to reproduce this. So once again, Willie was over at the house. So I had my two little girls, the littlest
ones. You were trying to reproduce with the reproductions.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Because they're baby.
Willie was on the other camera, his phone. So I thought we'd have coverage there so we could cut. And we could cut me out of it.
Right.
It did not work out well. We did about 30 takes.
I love it when Finn goes, yay.
Okay, well, here's the audio.
After 40 years in radio.
After 40 years in radio.
Our dad is not going to retire.
Our dad is not going to retire.
So that we can go to college.
So that we can go to college. Yay.
Okay, take two. And you can see we went on.
Oh, boy.
And then the next one. And then the next one. What does Finn do in the next one?
No, so that was take two. And I go, okay, we got it. We did 10 more.
Oh, do we do 30 more?
And then in the next one, my dad goes, so that we can go to college. And Finn goes, I don't want to go to college.
Which is great because I can take that money now.
You should
have a party.
Yes. You should have watched, there's a documentary on Spielberg and how he to work with kids. And you never go past like 2 or 3 takes because it just becomes... repetitive, no matter, and the kids aren't into it. And
they get
distracted.
A lot of non-cooperation. At the time,
well,
I must say.
I can't imagine.
Did you show them the Drew Brees one so they had an idea of what?
No, and I was trying to do that.
Why wouldn't you do that?
You wanted them to think this was your idea.
Well, it was my.
You
idea.
You are lying to your children.
No, this is a response to the. What am I? Could we get back to? Oh, I want to hear. I found the Christy. Your question about sunning your taint.
Yes.
It's called perineum sunning.
Yeah.
And this is a fad that hit Hollywood from one of the morons that people in Hollywood read and think know what they're talking about. It was shared into Instagram by someone called Metaphysical Megan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember.
Right away, I'm thinking, let's see. What's the word I'm looking for? Quack?
I'm intrigued.
Metaphysical Megan touted numerous benefits of sunning your taint. Now, the taint, you want to describe the taint, Josh?
Well, sure.
Oh, God, he's going to walk us through what the taint is.
The reason it's called the taint is it taints your testicles and taints your anus.
Uh-huh.
So it's that no man's land between both.
That little spot that everybody
Or taints
has.
Your giner. Or,
yeah, well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
By the way, scientists say this is discouraged by dermatologists. Dr. Jeremy Fenton said there's some evidence to suggest that the genitals may be more susceptible to skin cancer than other areas of the body.
Ah. Well, that's because it doesn't see the light of day much, I would
yeah,
think.
Yeah, so do not do that. Although I got to hand it to corporate America, Coppertone's already got their own product.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Copper Taint.
Okay, sure. All right. That's
right over the middle.
Want to get the old sack.
And that happened to Josh Brolin, you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, it did.
Brolin, 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 man, his taint is swollen. It wasn't from cornholing. Rahole. Lube it up. Get some cream. Cool it down. Where's my spray? Rahole. A strain from the sun. That was dumb. Make it numb. Brolin's burned. Rahole. I know I had something on that.
Yeah, Josh Brolin says it was very painful, and he wishes he hadn't done it. He's a terrific actor.
Sure is.
He's
yeah.
so good in everything. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
His greatest acting performance, I think, is pretending that he likes his mother-in-law.
Oh.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just
yeah.
mean.
Oh, there you go.
Joe, is it just mean? Uh-huh. You think she's
a wonderful human being?
A friend of mine worked with her and said she's super funny and really nice.
I don't believe that friend at all.
She's
a wonderful person.
Oh, no. Okay, we're going to move forward.
If we don't say that,
here.
She won't be on the show.
She's not going to. She doesn't want anything to do with us anyway.
Of course
okay?
not. Josh will never call. The point is.
Josh will.
No, we're talking about Barbara.
Yeah.
She's never
either one. None of the Brolins are
Love to talk to her. Now, we have Mr. McGee claiming that he has his favorite world record of the year.
My new favorite world record, Tom. Ready, everybody?
Well, real quick, let's get to this. Because we did an update on you.
Yeah, because he told. From our buddies in Chico, California. Morning, Chico!
No, I meant let's get to this, what I have.
What do you have?
Go ahead, Josh.
Go ahead. Well, people wanted an update on you. Well, Ryan, who's a longtime listener, said that he's been wondering all weekend and waiting to hear an update. He wants to know, how is Willie Zitt doing?
Oh, it's kind of faded.
And I would have to ask Ryan... Which one?
Oh, thanks, yeah. It faded, and then it moved to my left nostril.
Wow, that is rough.
The real estate market on my face is all over the place. It's up one week, down the next.
Okay. So they're okay? They're
oh, yeah. Fine. Thanks, yeah. Josh. I lose sleep over this. Thank
you do?
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine because of all the ooze on your pillowcase.
Thank you.
From Chico, California, the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company.
Hey, Chico, how's the man doing?
They've set a Guinness World Record after launching a keg in a catapult.
Yes!
Come on now!
Love this story.
Yes, good question, Christy.
The brand launched a large keg bearing the logo of their latest beer, 438 feet, with a... Help us, Josh. T-R-E-B-U-C-H-E-T. Trebuchet-style catapult.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's apparently a distinction, and I guess people who are into this go ballistic if you get it wrong.
The old record was 253 feet. This was 438 feet. Terrence Sullivan, brand manager. Hi, Terrence Sullivan, brand manager. Said they did not want to waste any beer and had filled the keg with water.
Ah, there we go.
For at least the record attempt.
So, hey, little tasting.
The latest brew from Guinness is called Big Little Thing IPA. Mm. Willie,
this isn't from Guinness. This is from the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company.
They set a Guinness World Record. Oh, okay. Mm. Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. So did it bust when it landed?
Did it?
Oh, they had a guy out there with a catcher's mitt, Christy.
Maybe. Do you think
the late?
Don't act like that wasn't a fair question.
You would have asked that question if I'd done the story.
I bet it must have landed in a net or something. They would.
No,
it could have exploded.
Probably in a field.
Did they? Did they explode the can? Well, that's just wasteful.
No, they didn't waste the beer. They put water. Did you read your own story?
Yes, they say it's a waste of a keg.
They're wasting the keg. You know how long it takes a cooper to build a keg like that?
Sure.
They have to put the bunghole right in the exact optimum place in the keg. Yes.
Is a keg called a bunghole? I know bourbon's called a bunghole.
No, a hole in a keg is definitely referred to as a bunghole.
Okay, cool.
Occasionally a sports announcer is referred to as
all right. All right.
Is he talking about me?
That can't be the furthest a keg's ever been launched. I'm sure that there was some frat party that probably involved dynamite. Hey, Mondor's got dynamite. Cool.
You ever have the keg run out of beer at the party, and then you pick up the keg and go pick up another keg, feel like a big strong man?
I have pulled a keg out of a trash can full of ice, but I've never on my own lifted a full keg into that trash can.
Oh, no, I had an empty keg when I had to walk through Chicago holding a keg over my shoulder. I felt like the in the whole world.
Yeah.
I felt so cool.
No, a keg is a two-man job, at least for me and my buddies.
Sure, yeah.
How about if you're Sir Dude the what? Party Master?
The Party Knight.
Party Knight.
Yeah, Sir Dude the Party Knight.
And do you want to recreate that for us? How do you become Sir Dude the Party Knight?
Well, after I polish off a 12-pack back in the day, I would take the 12-pack box, and I would put it over my head all the way over so my eyes were looking through the slits of the handle like a knight. And I became Sir Dude the Party Knight. And people would even ask, well, did Josh leave? And Sir Dude would tell them, yeah, he had to go.
Josh stepped out.
Did you jest or just?
Oh.
Well, Christy Lee is.
And you used the bottle one, the box, right?
Nope. They were
cans.
Yeah, it was a very tight, narrow fit.
Oh, wow.
There has to be a picture of Sir Dude somewhere.
Gosh.
Could we recreate that some morning?
But the thing about Sir Dude was that he actually had to have the 12 beers.
So we get you right home. You drink the 12 beers.
Boy, you're going to have to get me an ambulance.
Yeah.
Hey, a ride's a ride.
12 beers in 4 hours.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.